You ready?
Okay.
You drank water mad loud.
Shut the fuck up.
Alright guys, so today I'm joined here by a good buddy of mine, good friend, pal. If
some would consider your best friend.
Can I call you pal? Good pal?
I'm not a pal, I'm more like your best friend.
Yeah, but no, you're like my pal.
Yeah, sure.
So, alright, so don't say anything until I say your name.
I'm not talking.
No, don't say anything. Alright. That's how I like to do it. You know, I take a lot of inspiration from Bobby Lee. So just don't say anything until I... Alright. So, no matter what, don't say anything. So, this is my... You okay? Don't say anything, though. Alright, so this is my friend. This is my pal. My guy. We go way back. First time I ever saw him in person, I almost kicked him in the chest. Almost. So basically, we were in 8th grade. I was in 8th grade. I don't know where the fuck he was. I didn't even know him. It was... So there was this girl, kind of like my girlfriend. I got word. Someone told me, yo, your girl's at the park with so-and-so. I was like, so basically, I had, from my phone, we called, my girl, or whatever she was at the time. But I had my friend talking, and this guy right here that's next to me, he answered the phone. He said, hello. And my friend said, where are you guys at? And he was like, oh, we're at the green, chilling. I was like, all right, bet. So they hung up the phone, and it was almost like a setup. It was almost like a setup. So me, one guy, one girl, and my friend, we all walked kind of across town to go to the green where this man and my boo thing were just laying all booed up in the grass, all cuddling in the grass. There was probably ticks in there, whatever. So I walk up, and they're all like hanging back. I walk up, she turns her head and is like covering her face. And the position he was in, I was like, that's a perfect chest kick right there. But I was better than that. So I started talking. I said, you know what, bro? Keep her. And then I said a couple things, and then all her friends were doing a little band parade, and then they walked up, and then she ran to them crying, and then they were all huddled around her fucking staring at me, whatever. And I was talking to him, I was like, bro, like, it's good. And I was like, go get your girl, she's crying. And how I see it, he tried to dap me up, and I was like, nah. Or I could have dapped him up, I don't know, or none of that even happened. But the rest of that story did happen. The dapping up part, I don't know. Don't say anything. You okay? You getting worked up? That's fine. Another thing about this man. He's like...
I'm just a little confused.
Don't say anything until I say name. To me, he's like a 7 out of 10. Like a 7. Like, he's cute, but he's not like... You know what I mean? He's not like Jason Momoa. We play Xbox together sometimes. It's weird though, because I'm better than him, but I'm also not. When it's competitive, like when there's like a bet, when there's money on the line, I'm not good. I fold under pressure like that. But like if we're just playing a regular game, no bets, no nothing, I go nuts, and he's just regular. I don't get it. Like, when we play multiplayer, I mainly use a sniper, and I just go nuts. He uses a sniper, and he sucks. Or he uses a regular gun, and I still do better than him with a sniper. But then as soon as there's a bet, and I say, all right, both snipers, bet you $5 I get more kills, I get, like, 4 kills, and he gets, like, 39. Doesn't make sense. It's the pressure that I fold under. He's shaped like an ibuprofen. He smells like Q-tips. Right now though, he smells like lotion. Smells like he was rolling in some St. Eves, whatever. I use cocoa butter. I use the cheap one mainly because I don't actually use it as lotion. I use it to jerk off. So it doesn't really matter. He got a mustache. He kind of got a beard. A little bit. There it goes. It's not a good beard. It's chin hair. He looks alright though. It suits him. He has his license. So that's good. And another thing about him is he never has time for me anymore. He does not have any time for me anymore. He, you know, he's always busy with someone. And here I am, free all the time, waiting for him to ask me to hang out. Never does. We go to the gym together sometimes. He can only bench 99. I can bench like 180,000. It's weird though. We're both gaining some weight. I'm self-conscious about my weight. I don't know about him. Are you self-conscious? Mm-hmm. Don't say anything. Okay, so we're not gaining weight. We're both a real good, healthy weight. Our body mass index is on point. Yeah, so introducing Jeremy, guys.
What's
this
up?
Is Jeremy. Hey, how you doing?
Welcome. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I do not remember that story at all.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what I remember is like, I remember it was... I think it was Memorial Day.
Some shit like that.
I think it was some shit like that. And I just remember it was me, her, and her friend. We can't say names for obvious reasons, but...
No names.
You know who I'm talking about. Her other friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of. Sort of. Like, I think you know who I'm talking about. I'm not 100% sure, but you might. But, it's... Yeah, what I remember is we were just chilling. And all of a sudden, I do not remember you calling the phone at all. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I do not remember a phone call. Honestly, I don't remember if you guys were together.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
But like, I don't understand. Like, all I remember is that like, I remember I seen you there.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it.
Was that cute?
Back then, because you, yeah. Because
what?
Because you had hair. But besides that, bro, all I remember, bro, was literally like you just pulled up. And I just saw, like, you, and I didn't think that you guys were together. I didn't think anything of it.
Did you even know who I was?
No. That's the thing, bro. She didn't tell me anything.
So she was shiesty, bro.
Yeah.
She was snake. Such a fucking snake, bro.
No, hold on. But after that, like, I don't remember you being aggressive with me at all or trying to, like, do anything, like, aggressive
no,
at all.
No, I wasn't.
That's what threw me off, because I knew, like, I knew, of course, I seen pictures of you guys and stuff like that, but, like...
Well, that's why I said I almost kicked him
in the chest. I never thought, like, anything of, like, oh, like, I thought you guys were done for good. That's why I didn't, like...
Yeah.
So, when you came up to me, and I don't remember, nobody tried to dap nobody up. I just left, like...
Yeah. But I remember I did say, go get your girl, because she's crying.
Yeah, you did.
I did say that.
But I'm going to be honest with you, she wasn't my girl, so don't be saying that shit.
But...
It was not true.
Shouldn't have been booed up in the grass.
And then, let me take you back to that story, guys. And then, about, I want to say 2 weeks later, maybe 2-3 weeks later. Or it was the same day, something like that. But I remember I saw this dude at Dunkin' on Main Street. I still have the picture on my phone. It's somewhere.
Picture of me?
Yeah.
Why'd you have a picture of me?
I took a picture of you when we were at Dunkin' that one time when we went to the Y.
Why?
I don't remember.
Because we weren't friends.
I know we weren't. Oh, I think I showed her, honestly.
You showed... Okay, so this is news to me. So you were being a spy.
No, I wasn't being a spy. I don't remember what I did, but... Who I sent it to. But all I remember is that... I took a picture of you. And... excuse me.
But,
I took a picture of you. And next thing you know, like, we were at the YMCA.
Yeah.
And all I remember is we were working out and we were just talking about her. Like, we were in the treadmill room.
That was definitely not that day.
But it was 2 weeks later or something like that.
I don't know, because the thing...
But you know what I'm talking about.
I don't remember being cool with you until high school.
I don't... Yeah, we weren't cool. I'm not going to say we were cool, but, like, we were hanging out.
Maybe. Like probably through Jordan and Scott.
No, it was just me and you.
Why would I willingly hang out with you?
I don't know. I think you were trying to set me up. That's the thing. Like, I think you were trying to set me up the same day, too.
Set you up, bro?
Because I remember I went back to your house on You went to that my house? Street.
Lincoln Street?
Yeah. Yeah.
My house?
Yes, bro. I went to your house, bro. We were riding skateboards that day. I think it was with J Loud and Elvis, maybe? It was with someone else.
And you were there?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I just remember in high school, we ended up in the same class.
But do you remember that, though?
I don't.
Because I don't remember the story on the green of you pulling up. But now that you say it, kind of like... Mm. But I remember... Yeah, I remember you... And then... Back to that conversation of you and I. Go ahead. You could tell it in high school. How we became friends.
Yeah, in high school, we...
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, what the story he's about to tell, or I don't know what he's going to say, but the females that he been with...
Women.
The women that he been... They weren't women. The females that he been with. The women. Whores that he been with.
Oh, hey, yeah, okay. Whatever. Go ahead.
But the people... Yeah, them... Y'all can call me that I got sloppy seconds, but it wasn't till years later that I've got with these people.
Yeah.
And the people that he did date, like one of them, like one of my close friends, family, he used to date back in like 7th, 8th grade. So like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... I was in 9th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But anyways, back to the... Go ahead.
No, it's funny you say that, because I wasn't even going to bring that stuff up.
Oh, I thought you were, because I thought you were going to bring up...
What's all on the table now? How we
became
now.
Friends.
Oop. Nice. What's all on the table now? I should probably put my phone on silent. So, yeah, that's all out on the table, so I don't need to say any of that.
Just want to let you guys know, that's never what happened.
Okay, anyways, so basically how we became friends was they stuck us in the same classroom, and we were in one classroom all day, 7:30 to 11:30.
Because we both had ADHD and anxiety and all that other stuff, yeah.
ADHD and anxiety people, a couple gay kids.
Pretty much.
Moving on. And I feel like the way that we started talking was I just kept staring at him, and then he would look at me, and then he would come up to me. And he would grab me by my cheek and he would try to kiss me. Mm-mm. And I would say, "Hey, yo." And then I told the teacher on him. And then he got thrown in ISS.
Shout out Miss Crescimano.
Yep, shout out Miss C. Yeah, he tried to kiss me and I said, "What are you doing?" And I told the teacher, they threw him in ISS. And then a week later I said, "Are you okay?" Because, they freed him. And then we became best friends. Used to grab each other's butt cheeks when we hugged.
Hey, bro, you see the hat you have on? You see the hat I have on? Yeah. Stop the cap. Just stop it. That's not what happened. come true with your story, bro, about what you did to me, and we can move on.
Jeremy, this is a podcast.
It is a
podcast. I can lie. This is my platform, okay. And I can lie.
It is your platform. It is your platform. I'll let you rock. Go ahead.
You said I'm going to lie more. And then we started hanging out. One time I slept over. This is a true story. This one right here is true. One time I slept over his house.
Wait, you slept over my house?
I slept over your house.
When?
I slept
over your house. What house?
The first one I met you in.
Which one was that?
The one with the cul-de-sac.
Oh, remember? Bacon.
No. That's not a cul-de-sac. Jackson? It's just a dead end. Jackson. That's
no way.
Yeah.
You didn't have sleep over there.
Yeah, you lived on the second floor.
When did you sleep over there?
When you lived there.
Stop the cat, bro.
Can I...
Wait, I don't know if you're deadass or not.
I'm deadass. Can I get to the story?
Yeah, but why are you telling me? I'm gonna try to think about it, because I don't remember.
You had a small-ass living room when you still had a box TV, and this is when you were with...
Small-ass living room.
Small-ass living room with box TV. This is when you
were with... That living room was big-ass house.
It was small. When you...
Wait, are you talking about Jackson, or are you talking about...
Jackson.
Jackson Street. No, you got them wrong then, because Jackson Street was
the one off of Washington Street.
Yeah, but that living room was big.
Was it?
Yeah, it was
okay,
big.
Okay, anyways. This is when
I don't want to see that initial, bro. Get that initial on my face.
So you know. Okay,
fuck
anyways.
Fuck that dumbass.
So that's... Okay, fuck her. So that's when you were with her.
Wait, I was living?
Oh, my God. Yes. Can I...
Wait.
You were living. Fuck. Can I tell the story?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think back to how fucking stupid I was.
So... I slept over his house once. And we all slept in the living room.
Did you fuck her when I was sleeping?
What the fuck? Bro, what? Hey, yo. I couldn't do that because I'm getting to the story. So hold on.
Were you thinking about it?
Absolutely not. I was trying to sleep. So here, let me get to the story because we'll touch on something like that. So I was, we were all sleeping in the living room. He was sleeping on the floor with unnamed
my,
person.
My ex-girlfriend.
He was sleeping on the floor. I was sleeping on the couch. In his fucking sleep, he kept putting his arm up and he kept fucking touching me while I was sleeping or trying to sleep. His hand kept ending up near my face, near my chest. I swear to God he was having a dream about my nuts because he tried to grab my dick. I swear to God. And no, I did not fuck her while you're sleeping. That is absurd.
Okay, but back to that topic.
What topic?
The topic about, you said we were talking about it.
That's what I was touching on.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I do not remember you sleeping at my house.
I slept at your house.
I don't remember it. Yeah. Because I remember me and her slept in my room and you slept in the living room.
I can describe your room right now.
I know, I can do. My room was basically like this. The door was here. My bed was like over here.
And there
was
a dresser here. And then you had that tall shelf with all the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I slept there. I slept there.
Wait, so in the living room though, there were shelves on like the wall, right?
I think.
And there was like, so like, here's a floor. There was a couch here.
Old ass couch.
Nah, that couch was new, not even gonna hold you.
For real?
Yeah.
It was a new old person couch on. You had a box TV.
In the living room?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. At one point you did, yep. Mm-hmm. And then my mom's room was right across.
And then you had the basketball hoop down in there, in the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And remember the first time we smoked?
Oh, first time I got you smoking. Can we talk about that for a second?
And we're on the
canoe. Wait. Okay, so guys. Yeah. So the first time we smoked, right, it was actually set up by the person. And the way we actually met, let me just take it completely back, because this is gonna go into a whole new topic. But how me and him actually met was he used to mess or date or talk to, once again, my ex. Mm-hmm. But we met because we were in the same class together, all three of us, and I don't want to talk about her more, talking about him, but basically she introduced me and him. Like, he came over one day when we were doing like something, like I think it was like some party or something like that in class, and he was sitting with her and I just didn't want to sit there because I was like focused on like work, or I was just not with it. But he was like, bro, like, why don't you come over, da da da, this and that. And I said, I bet. And then I came over to the couch or something like that. And then from that day on, we started like talking slowly and slowly and slowly. And then, because of that person, the middleman, because now it's just me and him, the middleman, which was, she said one day, she was like, oh, why don't you go smoke or something like that or this and that. And I was like, huh? And she was like, yeah. And then she set it up by me asking Jacob to smoke for the first time. And then that day was fucking crazy.
We took a canoe.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, I had a lake in my backyard, so that's what he means by taking
a canoe. No, it was a river.
It was a river, yeah. It was
connected to a park, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We got on a canoe in a river. I pulled out my little bowl, and we smoked a bowl on the water. And
vibes.
It was a vibe. It just went down the river. I took some nice pictures, and it was cool, man. Yeah, I missed that place. The river was cool.
Could you like blurb out names if I said a name?
I don't know how.
Okay, never mind. I'm not gonna say them because someone that we know lives in that house now.
I think you told me. I forgot who. Mm-hmm, I forgot that name though.
You know who I'm talking about though, right?
I think, because I remember...
We went to high school with her.
I did an Uber trip, and I dropped her off there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who, though. I really forgot.
I don't want to say the name.
No, but I don't know the name, but
I work with her boyfriend, though.
That still doesn't help me. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, anyways.
So, back to...
Back to that spooky situation. So, yeah, we just smoked on the water, and then I remember, honestly, then after that, like, after I smoked that one time... I didn't smoke again for mad long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mad long. And then, bro, let me tell you about another smoky situation. Mom, I hope you do never listen to this podcast.
I hope you listen to it.
Please do not
listen. Your son try to fuck me.
No, not that. Okay, so the second time I smoked, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was with my cousin's boyfriend. Okay, yep. Jaylene's boyfriend.
Yep.
And you know that little under the bridge passageway by my house?
Yeah.
By my old house? So,
we fucked there. So what about it? Come juice. What's up?
No. Okay, go ahead. Basically, what happened was is that I smoked there for the second time after that. And basically what happened is we smoked out of one of these, like, big-ass bowls. Like, we went in...
A bowl or a bong?
It was a bowl. No, it was a bong.
A bong?
It was it was a big-ass one, bro. Okay. And we had to walk down to Resco's real quick. Mm-hmm. And then walking back from Resco's, we actually saw this dude. And it was one of his friends, and in his guitar case, he had a fucking big ass bong like this tall. I'm not even lying to you, bro. It was like this tall. And what happened was is that after that, right, we went underneath the bridge, we smoked, and then I told my mom that day I was walking down to the park to go play basketball at McDonough. After that, bro, I walked down to the park. That shit did not hit me till I stepped foot on that court, bro. Bruh, let me tell you, I played like two possessions, and then you know McDonough, how the old hoops were, like, mm-hmm. there was small like this, the and then there was like grass over here. Yeah, there was like grass over here on the side. Mm-hmm. I literally just laid down. I was like, bruh, and then I called my mom. I was like, Ma, could you come pick me up from McDonough? Bruh, and I was still so high getting in the car, and then I got home and I did not tell her at all.
So.
Bruh, like, I don't know what kind of reckless teenager I was thinking, but I was reckless, bro. Mm. What's your craziest smoking experience that you've had?
Well, now that as of July 1st...
That's what I was going to bring this mention to.
Weed is legal in Connecticut.
Bruh, I literally asked Scott the other day. I was like, bro, let me buy off. But it was a joke. It was a joke.
So, Scott doesn't sell.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't. It was just a joke, because I just seen his story, so yeah, I was just like, let me just swipe up.
Now that it's legal, let's talk about some of my experiences.
I have another one for you after you're done.
All right. So, as some people know, not too many, because everyone thinks I still smoke. I don't smoke.
Anymore.
I smoked from age 11 to age about 16 and a half to 17.
Okay.
So, one of my best meals that I've ever created while I was smacked, I was probably like 14 years old. Onion bagel, toasted, cream cheese, Cheetos, and refried beans. Disgusting, right?
Sounds kind of good.
Not when you can't taste anything.
No, it sounds smacked, really good to you.
Can't taste, cotton mouth, all that.
Sounds mad good.
Another time, this was in my days where I didn't smoke. Well, I mean, still now, but I was about 19 years old. I had to work at Dunkin'. My mom and sister had made edibles. They made chocolate chip cookies. And nobody was home. They left them on the counter on a cooling rack. Didn't know. Thought they were regular cookies. So I ate two of them. Realized, you know, these taste kind of leafy. They taste earthy. I called my mom. My sister answers. I say, hey, what's up with these cookies on the counter? They say, oh, those are the edibles. I said, oh. Yeah? And they said, yeah, why? I said, I ate two of them. Mind you, I was on my third one.
You were in the middle of your third one?
I was in the middle of the third one, yeah.
Why don't you think after the first one, when you taste a leafy, you just don't stop?
Because it was kind of good.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she said, yeah, you're going to feel that in like an hour. I was like, oh, cool. I have to go to work. Talk to you later. So, I go to work. I bring more with me. yeah. I go to work, and we get a little rush in the drive-thru. I'm on coffee, so I think, you know, I think I'm going crazy. I think I'm going sick. I'm doing real good, so I think. What felt like 20 minutes goes by. It was only a couple minutes. I look at the counter, and I've made two coffees, and somehow there's water all over the place and ice. So I was like, all right. I go in the back. I set up a bed. You know, middle work. There's these blue rags. So I take a stack of those. I put them down as a pillow. I use a flattened out cardboard as a bed, and I wrap myself in a garbage bag, and I lay down, and I, you know, I take a little quick nap.
Wait, is that the picture that whatchamacallit posts sometimes?
Probably not.
Oh.
I don't know. And then I call some of my coworkers to try to cover my shift, and someone comes in to cover me. So, because I wanted to go home and enjoy the high. So, I go.
You were driving at this time?
Yeah.
How was it driving?
That's fine. I go to my girlfriend at the time's house. And then we go to Walmart. And I was like, yo, let's paint. I said, let's paint. And so we get some painting stuff. A couple canvases, some good paint. And we go back to our place. And, dude, I painted the fucking best picture anyone's ever seen, bro. Apparently, I'm a good painter. It was a nice little sunset, like a silhouette of a palm tree and shit, some grass. Oh, it was amazing. And there was a coconut in there. I don't think I have the picture anymore. I think I gave it to someone. Yeah, you got any smack stories?
That's your wait. What? So that was edibles though.
That was edibles. This was about like.
What about 3 years when? Ago. What about when you like you smoke smoke?
When I smoke smoke.
Like, what's your craziest like smoke smoke experience?
Okay, so high school, there was a girl in our class.
Oh no!
I had a broken collarbone.
Oh no.
Broken collarbone,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
The girl in my class...
He's about to bring this up. Oh, no.
Yeah. The girl in my class... I'm not ashamed of it.
I am for you.
I don't give a fuck. Girl in my class... We were texting. She was like... we were talking about my collarbone or whatever. She was like, oh, I can make you feel better. I was like...
Really? And mind you. He literally probably broke his collarbone, like...
A week before that.
Yeah. Roughly. And mind you, this girl... Not gonna, like...
No, we don't have to...
Not gonna...
We don't have to talk about that part.
No, just, not gonna...
Just a girl in the class.
But...
No. Anyways. Wasn't desirable. I'm not body shaming. Nothing. Shout out to all women. Unless you're a piece of shit.
But that's...
Yeah, so...
And he broke his collarbone, by the way. By riding a moped.
Yeah, I crashed my moped. High and drunk. With sunglasses at 10:30 at night. I hit a curb. And I flew like 15 feet, hit a sign, and then rolled in the grass. So yeah, she was like, I can make you feel better. I was like, bet. What do you mean? She said, come over at school, we'll smoke. I was like, all right, bet. So I stole my parents' car. I drove to her house. Didn't even have a license. No L's. Drove to her house. We smoked. She walks me back to her room. Next thing you know, I'm getting my meat screnobble grubbled on, and then I'm like, alright. And then...
Broken collarbone and all.
She's laying down. Huh?
Broken collarbone and all. He's probably laying down.
I was standing. I was standing. Yeah. Next thing you know, I got a titty in my mouth. Yeah. I got a titty in my mouth. And then... Yeah, back shots for probably like 15 minutes, and then I went home. Yeah, shout out to her though, she's doing good. I actually just saw her about a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
She came into my job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Completely this one.
Different. Way down Route 9.
Oh, she's doing good though.
Yeah, she's doing good. Shout out to her. Looked great. Looked good.
Is she?
No.
Ah.
Yeah, looks good. Shout out to her. Moving on.
Anyways.
So that was a wild experience.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Didn't you come to my house right after that?
Did you just hear that fart?
Yeah, but I think you came to my house right after that.
I don't know, man. I've been a lot of places, but I just did a fart. You ever, like, do a little fart and you feel the bubble, like, go all the way up your butt crack?
Yeah.
And then you pop it with the top of your butt cheeks?
Yeah. You ever have a wet fart before?
All the time, bro.
You ever, like...
Dude, I sharp myself, like...
Bro, like, my girlfriend says I fart in my sleep.
You just got air in there.
My sleep.
That's normal. That's normal.
She says I'd be talking to my sleep. Bro, okay. You probably let's move on to this, bro. Screw the smoking conversation. I have a good one for another day, but what I hate the most, I don't hate it. It's understandable. It's respectable. But when my girlfriend, right, when she has a dream about me cheating, it's probably the most annoying thing ever. It's not annoying. I'm not gonna say annoying. It's just, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me. What's the word I'm looking for?
I can't think of a word, but the only phrase I can think of is like, are you dead ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the bro face. So, yeah. Bro, she has this dream that I cheat on her. So, not even a lot.
But often?
It's just like occasional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say like once, probably like every 2 months.
Yeah.
And we've been together almost a year this July 19th.
Congratulations,
thank
bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I appreciate
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
So, she has this probably like once every 2 months, right? So, there's this one time, I think she had it when I was sleeping over her house. Bro, and she woke up. And she literally...
She punched you?
Hit me.
Yeah, that's what you get.
She hit me.
That's what you get.
My... Bro, woman, sometimes... Shout out my girlfriend. I love you. I hope you listen. I don't know if you will, but I hope. And if you don't, that's good because you might hit me after saying this.
Hmm.
But I feel like she fakes that dream sometimes just to hit me. Just to fucking hit me, bro.
Hey, yo.
Bruh, because she literally, like, sometimes it just gets to the point where, like, dang, like.
All right, think about it this way. You deserved it.
I didn't.
That's your fault.
I did it.
That's your fault. Because what you should have done is you should have became a doctor and studied sleep.
Facts.
You should have had her at your practice so you can do a sleep study.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have gone in her brain and took those dreams out. But you failed to do that. So, in result, she's having a dream of you cheating. It's your fault. Your fault that you didn't go in her dream and not cheat.
It's my fault that she even had a dream in the first place.
It's your fault. She should not be having dreams.
Bring that back. It's my fault she's even sleeping. Why is she sleeping right now?
You need sleep.
No, you don't. You don't need sleep that often.
How often do you need sleep? Like once a month?
I would say, like, honestly, roughly per night.
A couple times a year?
You should get like 4 hours of sleep per night.
What the fuck?
You can, listen,
are you a cat?
Listen, you can definitely survive off of 4 hours of sleep a day.
Not very well.
Not very, but you can survive. You can 100% survive.
100, maybe like 40% survive.
Nah, you can survive.
4 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so sleep for only 4 hours for a week. Tell me how you feel on Monday.
I can't because I work, but I wish I could.
Sleep for 4 hours a night and tell me how you feel.
Not gonna do it.
See, that's, you said you have work.
Yeah.
You're just kind of contradicting to what you just
said.
You
said you could survive on 4 hours of sleep. Let me take that back.
Take it back.
You, not that you could survive, but you can be there. You can be present.
I'll tell you what. If I only got 4 hours of sleep every night,
I'd go crazy, but
I would not know where I am. You'd probably find me in a Stop and Shop with one of my nuts hanging out. Not even aware.
Maybe two.
No, just one.
Maybe two.
No, just one. Because if any of my nuts were ever going to hang out, it would just be one.
Which one?
Probably my left one.
You prefer your left one more?
No, it just seems like it's the one that needs the most air. So it finds its way out.
That's
like,
true.
Like when I'm wearing shorts, my left one hangs all the way down to my knees. So because it needs air. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you use dry deodorant? Like the powder, like the white kind?
Hell no, I do not use powder. No, I don't use gel. No, I use powder.
This is technically powder.
Okay, I use that.
These kind?
Okay, wait, back to, speaking of deodorant, right?
Do you stink right now?
No, so yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the other day. Remember how it was like 97 out, 95 the other day?
You put deodorant on your nuts?
No. Remember though?
Yeah.
So, at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You either wear like a white t-shirt like this or one of those like all like scrubs. Tell me why my dumbass brought deodorant to work. Because sometimes, like, my armpits begin hella dry throughout the day.
Dry?
Like, the deodorant doesn't last all day. Because, like, oh, fuck.
Damn.
My fault. The deodorant doesn't last all day. And it tends to get sticky outside. Because I'm outside most of the day. Because I give people their smoke breaks. And I, like, it's like we do it 4 times a day. No matter what, we do it 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. So, I brought my deodorant to work. I was thinking, no big deal, right? On my smoke break, I went to go move my car. I mean, on a lunch break, I went to go move my car to the other side of the parking lot. I went out in the car. Ugh. I lifted deodorant. Gone. Melted.
Mm-hmm.
Melted. I lifted up, bro. And it went all over my fucking pants.
It looked like you cummed.
Yes. And then I tried to wipe it off. Like, I had water in the car. Like, one of these. And there was a blanket in the back. And I literally, like, I just try to scrub it off. And then now that it's, like, frozen again or, like, somewhat back to normal, there's a fucking titty nipple in it now.
Huh.
Like,
what?
Like, titty deodorant? Nipple? Like, let me see your deodorant. Let me see your deodorant real quick. I know. Like, hand me it.
Okay.
Like,
titty
nipple? So, like, you know how basketballs have, like, nipples sometimes?
No.
Like, like blown up too much air pump like in the basketball? Egg? Yeah. So, my deodorant goes like this, and there's, like, a big bump, and then it goes down.
A titty nipple.
Dead ass a titty nipple.
What is a titty
nipple? And I just rubbed the titty nipple on my armpit.
You got horny?
No.
What the? Titty nipple?
Bro, it dead ass has that. I have a question for you.
What's up?
A serious question.
Okay.
So you're in the shop, right?
Do you need a new deodorant?
No, I got some. Why, you got some?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. How many you got?
I got one for you.
Oh, not that. We use the same. Bro, wait, I wish we had a camera here. Let me see.
Show them.
We use the same exact deodorant.
There, that's yours.
Look, we use the same. I just literally bought new deodorant like this 3 days ago.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And we use the same exact deodorant.
Classic.
You know what I used to use before? Arm & Hammer. Fire. Arm &
Hammer?
Fire. Cheap and fire. That's just like $1.74.
You know what I want to use?
You know, I want to try the spray cans.
You know those, like, natural soaps, like Dr. Squatch or some shit? Mm-hmm. I want to try one of those.
I have. My brother said they're good. My brother uses them. I'm not
going to spend, like, $10 on a box.
Yeah, fuck no.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so back to my question, though.
Okay.
When you get out the shower, okay, you're taking a nice shower.
Yep.
Two things. Two questions. Okay. What comes first in the shower? Shampoo?
Wash?
Listen, shampoo? Do you wash your body?
Let me just stop you right there.
Or do you brush your teeth? And do you brush your teeth in the shower? That's not my second question, but do you?
So let me stop you there.
And then I have another follow-up question. Go ahead.
You see me, right?
Yeah.
Do you see my head,
I just realized what I asked, guys, and I completely forgot that he's bald. I am so sorry. Your hair, but I mean your beard. You wash your beard in the shower, right?
Wash, yeah.
You in the shower, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I mean by here.
So let me give you a walkthrough of my shower. Let me vape first. Say something while I vape.
Okay, anyways, but my second question was, or my third question, besides the fact that do you brush your teeth in showers, when you get out the shower, what do you put on your body first? What
you
comes
pee in
first?
The shower?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What comes first?
Okay, so, long question, and I can answer it all for you right now.
Okay.
Shower. I'm going to give you a walkthrough of my shower. So I get naked.
I don't want to fucking walk through it.
No, okay. I'm going to walk through my shit. This is my podcast?
This is our podcast?
This is my podcast? So when you leave, you have to kiss me on the mouth. All right, you ready? So I get naked. I get in the shower. Okay? I wet my whole body and make sure the water gets in my nuts. I turn around.
Do you make sure it gets in your ass crack, too?
I'm getting into that.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I turn around. I spread my butt cheeks. And I put... What's so funny about shower?
You fucking spread your butt cheeks?
I wash.
You take one hand and the other hand and put it on your butt cheek and you spread.
I spread. So listen.
That's gay as shit.
This is why people think straight men have dirty asses. Because people like you. So give me a second. I put the shower head on like a jet. Okay? I turn around, I spread my ass, and spray the water directly at my asshole.
Wait, okay. Do you like it?
It's about cleanliness, Jeremy. It's not about pleasure.
Do you like it?
I like being clean.
Does it feel good?
It feels like a shower.
Nah, that's not the question I'm asking.
It doesn't really feel
you
like
You know
anything.
What question I'm asking?
It feels like I'm washing my butthole. Like,
do you know
are
what...
Are you asking me, like, am I going to come if I get water
no.
in my ass? No.
Do you feel pleasurable when you do that?
No, I feel like I'm getting clean. It's a job.
So it's not pleasurable.
It's just a duty
okay.
I have
to perform. Okay, go ahead, my fault.
So I put the jet on my asshole in case to get any, like, if there's crumbs or, like, streaks or anything. Okay? So how I do it, I use the body wash. Okay? So let me stop. So I wet my whole body, armpits, everything, and I do, like, a just a regular wet scrub, like, with my hands to, you know, any loose dirt or whatever, I get it off. Okay, and then if I don't have a washcloth, I put a glob of body wash in my hand. And what I do is I distribute it. So I hold my hand, I got the body wash in there. I take like a pinch, like I get some body wash in my hand, I wash my pee-pee. Okay, and then I take a pinch and I reach around and I scrub my ass. Okay, and then I take a piece of body wash, I put it on one leg, and I put it on the other leg. And then I take the remainder, and I wash my torso, my armpit, and my arms. Okay? And then I get my legs. And also, while that's sitting on my body, I take my beard wash, and I do my beard, and I wash my face. Okay? And then I rinse everything off.
Okay, so your body comes first when you wash and shower.
Yes, but I also wash my ass twice.
Me too.
I wash my ass, so I do the scrub.
Mm-hmm.
And then I rinse, and then I scrub again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when I get out of
the... it's just a little confusing to me, because you wash your pee-pee first. But anyways, go ahead.
It's the most important part.
So that's facts.
Yeah. So I get out the shower. Before I step out of the shower, I open the curtain, I take my towel, and I dry off my top half in the shower.
Okay, in the shower. While you're still standing in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I dry off one leg and foot, and I step out with that leg. And then I dry the other leg and foot, and I step out with that leg.
Okay. Do you have a bath mat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I dry my nuts and my butts.
Okay.
My nuts and butts. My dick balls and butt.
Okay.
I dry those. And then I put on underwear.
Oh, so underwear goes first.
Am I going to put on a fucking shirt first?
Okay, do you put on clothes in the bathroom or in your room?
I bring my underwear and my pants in the bathroom.
That's interesting.
Unless I'm at somebody else's house. Then I'll bring everything and get dressed in the bathroom.
That's very interesting. You know what
I mean? So I put on my underwear and whatever pants I have. And then I go to my room, my shirt, my socks. Because sometimes, you know how you're still, like, a little damp? I don't want to put socks on with damp feet because it's, like, mad hard to, like, get them over. You know what I mean? They'll get, like, stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dry by the time I get to my room. Put on my shirt, my socks, shoes, whatever else I'm wearing. Yeah.
Okay.
And brushing teeth in the shower. Sometimes. When I lived alone in my apartment, that's what I did. Because I would always shower in the morning. I was, like, in a rush. So I would get everything done at once. I would have all the soap on my body, and then I'm brushing my teeth while I'm rinsing off.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
My next question.
What's up?
Okay, so you put pants as in like... Oops, sorry about that. Pants as in like... You wear like... Right out to get out the shower, you wear pants, or you put on like shorts and stuff like that?
Whatever my... leg.
Okay, so you put on like shorts.
I'm wearing shorts, yeah.
Okay. Because I was about to say, you're a demon if you put on pants right after you get out the shower. Do you have to wait till your legs dry completely?
I dry my legs.
But like completely?
I dry my legs.
Okay, what body wash do you use?
Okay, I don't want to sound like a mama's boy or a little bitch. But.
Or do you use bar soap?
Usually I use bar soap.
Bar soap, I'm not even going to hold you guys.
But.
Bar soap is fire.
When I was living in my apartment, it was bars of soap.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't buy it, like, my mom always has mad just men's body wash here.
Because
it's my stepdad. So I just use that. I have my own bottle. But there's probably, like, 5 bottles of Arm & Hammer in there. There's a Dove Men Plus Care. That's the one. Mm-hmm. Dove Men Plus Care, the green one.
My next question. Have you ever used 3-in-1 or 2-in-1?
That's what the Arm & Hammer one is now.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter because I'm bald.
Guys, listen. This is a key tip for all men. If you are over the ages of 18 plus, if you use 3-in-1 or 2-in-1 body wash, shampoo, whatever it is.
Where is this going?
You're
what?
A fucking bitch.
Whoa,
you're a child.
Hold on.
You are a child.
Hold on.
I'm not a real full-on bitch, but you're like a...
Hold on.
Like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
Hold on.
Like, you're a pussy for that.
All right, now
Hold on. You're 45 using 3-in-1?
Whoa.
You're 45 using 3-in-1.
hold on.
No. Hold on to me.
No.
Not hold on to his dick side. I'm kidding.
I feel touched. Joke. I feel touched.
That's a complete joke.
No, I feel touched because it's about being efficient. It's about saving money. I didn't buy that. If it was up to me, I'd buy a separate body wash. And I buy a separate face wash. But
what about if you had here shampoo and conditioner separate or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shampoo and conditioner separate.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't buy any of this stuff. And I'm bald. So shampoo and conditioner. So I can use a 3-in-1. Wash my whole body. And my scalp counts as my fucking body because there's no hair.
I'm not saying you specifically.
Okay.
I'm saying 45-year-old men use 3-in-1.
It's efficient.
I don't care. Use 3-in-1. Grow up. Grow up. Just grow up.
All right, guys. So you're hearing and then, grow up from the man who drinks strawberry lemonade.
Oh, my. We're going to get back. Hold on. Before we even get on that shit, bro.
I went there.
In the shower?
Yep.
This is my routine every single time I get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I get in the shower. I chill there for about...
You shower every day?
Every day.
Morning or at night?
Night preferably, but I probably do it in the morning more.
If I had time.
I do in the morning most of the time. But now, because I work like mad early in the morning, I do it at night, like the night before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if I had more time, I'd do it in the morning. But I'm not waking up an extra fucking half hour early.
So, when I get in the shower, I chill there for like 5 minutes. Maybe 10 sometimes, depending on how much time I got. If it's nighttime, you're going to catch me in that shower for like 40 minutes. Not even going to lie to you. But I get in the shower. I lather my body, my loofah, because I always have a loofah no matter what. If you don't have a loofah, I don't know what you're doing. You could use a rag. Rags work too.
Right. Oh, yeah, like a washcloth.
Yeah. I fuck with that, too. Not even gonna lie.
I use those usually.
So.
Here it's hard, though, because, like, there's 4 people that live here. And me, my mom, my stepdad, my sister. And I always put... pissed me off the other day. I put my washcloth over my body wash because there's nowhere to hang it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I put it over the body wash because I'm the only one that uses that body wash. Somebody fucking took the washcloth and moved it. Like, hung it on the side of the tub and then moved the body wash. I didn't remember which color the washcloth was. And I didn't want to... There was 2 right next to each other. And I didn't want to use somebody else's. So I'm like, bro, I put it there for a reason. Why are you moving it?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the way.
Mm-hmm.
What was the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it pissed me off.
So, when I get in the shower, the first thing I do is I wet... By the way, I use Dove... I use Irish Spring body, the bar soap.
That shit burns my nuts.
Fire.
Feels like fire on my nuts.
I first wet my, lather my right arm first, right armpit, left armpit. Then I do my body, like my neck area down.
Wait, so you're going from right to left? Like you?
Yeah.
It's always the right one?
It's always the right one first. Sometimes it's, no. Actually, sometimes it's the left one first, but most of the time it's the right one first.
Okay, it's weird that you know that.
And then after that, I scrub my balls hard, vigorously.
Let's talk about that more.
Hold on. Vigorously. And then I do my ass. Okay, we can after.
Ayo. All right.
Ayo, that's kind of gay. Then I do my, you know, my ass crack. I don't fucking, like, split my hands open like you fucking do, but, like, I wash it. And then I do my right leg, my left leg, feet, bottom of the feet, done. Rinse off, do my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do my face. With face soap and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I don't completely rinse the loofah. I rinse it somewhat, but there's still soap on it. Then I go back and I do my balls and my ass crack again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I rinse, I'm done. I get out the shower, okay? I dry off outside the shower because I have a floor mat, like a bath mat. I walk in my room. I do not bring clothes in the bathroom. I do not. I walk to my room. I get dressed. I put on my boxers. Then... This may sound weird, but don't call me gay for this. Please do not call me homo or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put lotion on my body after I get out the shower. I have to. So that's why I smell like lotion today. So I lotion my right leg first. Then I lotion my left leg, left arm, right arm. Done. Because my body gets hella dry when I get out the shower. It's always been like that since I was a little kid and I have to. And that's why I smell like that. And I have like 4 different like... lotions from Bath and Body Works. Shout out them, they fire.
I don't use lotion. Only on my dick when I jerk off.
You still jerk off and you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't jerk off? Bro, I jerk off like almost every single day. The other day I did it twice a day.
Even when you have a girlfriend?
Yes. That means absolutely nothing in terms of masturbation. I jerk off all the time.
That's just the only time I do it is if my girlfriend is on her period. And yeah,
wow,
because all the other time I just don't have to. Like, not that I don't have to, but like I just don't like feel the need to.
Can't relate. I wanted to talk about it in the shower
though. Are you more horny now that you have a girlfriend?
No, I was still jerking off all the time.
Really?
Even when I was single.
You're a horny son of a...
It's not even that I'm horny, it's just I gotta get it out.
Okay, anyways, what were you talking about?
So, when you said you were in the shower, mm-hmm. and you rinse your body and then you wash your hair, I have a superstition about that. So, I want all the soap on my body to come off at once.
And but, I don't wash my hair every single day.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't want to rinse my body and then wash my face separate, because I feel like the longer my body is in the water, it's just taking off the good smell and it's taking off the good soap. You know what I mean? It's probably not true, and I'm probably gonna smell exactly the same. But I want the clean smell as long as possible, so I get all the soap off at once. So while I'm scrubbing my body, I usually point the shower a little bit away from me, so I can make sure all the soap is on my body, head to toe. And then I rinse from head to toe. Now, it could be not facts, but that's how I do it.
You said you wanted to talk about something else.
Your balls.
Yeah, what about them?
How big are they?
Pretty big.
They stink?
Not right now.
Right now.
Not right now.
When was the last time you showered?
Today.
Today?
Yeah, about...
Let me smell them.
4 hours ago?
No. Smell them.
No.
Why?
No. I'm not... No.
No?
No. When's the last time you showered?
Last night.
Okay, so do your balls stink right now?
Probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're
probably... big?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I'd say, like, average size.
Mine are a little bit bigger than average size, just because, you know, my dick's so fucking big. I have a third leg, right. But...
All right.
I have a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend. I just want to let you guys know. Like I've said before,
just say it's small, bro, and then no one will hit you up.
I have a girlfriend.
No one's gonna hit you up anyways. I swear to God.
Don't hit me up.
If you fucking hit up Jeremy on this podcast, I swear.
Listen, don't hit up Jacob either. Mans has a girlfriend too. I haven't met her yet. I was about to, but things happen. But I know she's wonderful. Right. Shout out my guy. Dab me up, because we're single for a while.
Yeah.
And we're both in faithful, right, committed relationships. You're about
to get mad sentimental, and I don't care for it.
I might be sentimental.
I don't like talking about girlfriends.
Dude, I mean, I can't say the same, because I love talking about my girlfriend. Because I love her. Shout out you, baby. Love you.
Yo. So.
But anyways, back to that whole entire smoking weed thing for a second.
That was like 45 minutes ago.
Okay. Just, I have to go back to it for a second.
Okay.
So, there's one other time that I had a bad. So, this time. Me and my mom went to, I want to say, Dollar Tree, I think it is, over in South Main. Mm-hmm. And I got this, like, Dollar Tree, like, fucking, like, lemonade, strawberry lemonade. Back to strawberry lemonade. Yes, we'll talk about that in a second. So, basically, long story short, I went over to Scott's. We smoked. And then I threw up all over his carpet. Because what? I had peanut butter jelly and a strawberry lemonade from Dollar Tree. I threw that up on his carpet. And I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm high as shit. And I just threw up. Can you come get me? This is at like 9, 10 o'clock at night. She was like, huh? I was like, yeah, can you come? And she was like, okay.
You threw up on Scott's carpet? Was he mad? Did he clean it?
Yeah.
He's a better man than I am. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me clean it.
What? I want to, do you have like an aux cord or anything you like to call him? Can I call him real quick?
Go ahead, call him.
Okay, let me call him real quick. I'm gonna make sure you guys hear this too. Hold on. I don't know if he's going to answer, but let's see if he does.
Is he at work right now?
I don't think... No, he said he didn't work today, so...
Oh.
I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear this, but hold on. Bro, are you busy?
No, I'm bored as shit.
Okay, you're on a podcast right now with me and Jacob, and I just have to ask you a question about something.
What up?
Okay, so... So, bro, you remember the time that I threw up all over your carpet?
Yes, I remember.
So, can you tell me what went through your head when that was happening, bro?
I said, this motherfucker can't handle the weed.
No, no, no. And wasn't that my first time? Wait, FYI, this is my first time smoking a backwood, too. First time. Ever.
That shit hit you back. That's what it was.
He hit the backwood. The backwood hit him back.
Yeah. You remember that, though, right?
I remember, yo, my man said, I think I gotta throw up. Yes. I said, yo, go to the bathroom. He said... Right there.
Yo, I swear, bro. Like, I was literally laying on my right side, and next thing you know, bro, you said that, and I was like, no. Oh, fuck. Sorry, bro. And I just... Like, in my head...
I told this man, go to the bathroom. He just didn't.
Bro, and then, wait. And then after that, I fucking, bro, I threw up still. And then you went and cleaned it up, remember? And then after that, I went to the bathroom, and I threw up some more. You remember that shit, bro?
That shit was... Honestly, in the moment, I was like, what the fuck?
In the moment, though, I low-key thought you wanted to beat my ass. I'm not even gonna hold you. Because remember, I think wasn't your mom still there at the time?
Bro, you wasn't the only one to throw up off of wood in that crib,
though. Wait, deadass?
What the fuck?
I swear to God.
Wait.
I'm not gonna say no names because we on the podcast. Wait. Just know, Jeremy wasn't the only one.
Was I the first one? Was I the first one?
I don't remember if you were the first at the time.
Because this is when your mom was upstairs, I think, at the time.
What color was it?
What the fuck?
Because I told him, I told Scott before, I don't think it was the back. It could have been.
What color was the throw up?
But I think because I went to Dollar Tree and it had like the fucking like lemonade, like the strawberry lemonade.
What color was the throw up?
I think it was like pink.
I remember.
I think.
That's a good one.
I don't remember that much.
Wait, bro. Another thing, what was I gonna fucking say? I fucking lost it. Oh, what I was gonna say is, yeah, so your mom was upstairs at the time. And I remember I threw up all over the fucking rug. Like, it was one of those, like, floor rugs. Like, it wasn't, like, a fucking, like...
It was throw, a carpeted room.
It was, like, a carpet, bro. It was a fucking carpet. Wow. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Did you... Okay, so I wanna know, what happened when your mom saw that?
I don't remember, bro. I don't think she even... knew, because we cleaned it up.
How was Hawaii?
Yeah, how was... Wait. Yeah, speaking of... Yeah, so, guys, he went on a trip to Hawaii recently, and...
What up?
My man... Y'all got the whole official setup. Where the fuck y'all at?
We at his crib.
Jacob.
Yo.
When the fuck did you get this official setup?
Chill.
So, how was Hawaii, though? What's the best experience you had in Hawaii, you think?
Bro, dudes was swimming with sea turtles and dolphins.
Deadass?
That's my first time.
Shut the fuck off.
That's crazy, bro. I told you, next time we're going out there. Okay, and very last question. Do not incriminate... Hey, listen, we are on a podcast. Do not incriminate yourself, okay?
Okay.
I'm asking you very kindly.
Or anybody else.
Or anybody else, okay?
Right.
How do you feel now that recreational marijuana is legal in Connecticut? How do you feel?
How do I feel?
Not that you give a fuck anyways before, but how do you feel now?
I've been smoking like that shit legal.
Yeah.
But, you know, you feel on a serious note, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad this people won't get in trouble no more for just having like an eighth on them.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be getting locked.
And the smell,
like
the
ounce on them.
They won't search your car if it smells like it.
Free everyone out the pen on weed charges.
They won't search your car if it smells like it anymore.
That's facts, too.
Okay, but yeah, that's all I had to ask, bro. I'll hit you later, though, okay?
Yo.
What?
Everyone listening to Jacob podcast right now is a bitch.
All right.
Anyways. That's crazy.
We're at an hour.
That's crazy.
We just did an hour straight. We didn't even have to do segments. That man broke
up. That's crazy.
This shit, bro.
So, guys.
What, are you doing an outro?
I'm just staying my peace.
Say shit. And get
your I shit appreciate up. Y'all, man. Shout out my boy SK. I'm glad he made an appearance. Hopefully next time it could be us three together. That would be some funny ass conversations, bro. Mm-hmm. We gotta hit him and see like when he around. That would be some fun ass conversations because he has a lot to talk about.
I could hook up three mics. We just need another mic.
Yeah, he has a lot to talk about. Like my man, I've been with that man since fucking kindergarten. Like I know like a lot. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. You know, he missed out the fact that I'm one of his best friends, but you know, fuck this man over here. Nah, I'm kidding. Guess. We all good, mm-hmm. And I'm out this bitch.
So, thank you everybody for listening, if you made it this far. Also, another thing I want to add, this podcast is also on Apple Music as well. You have to search it up. Obviously, it's called Give Me a Second. If you see it on Apple Music, if you can leave a review, give me 5 stars, that'd be great. It would definitely help.
Best give this man fucking 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you can leave review on Spotify or any of the other apps that it's on, but if you can, leave a review and give me a good rating, and it would definitely help me with sponsorships and just getting myself out there more.
Yeah, and let us know also like what you guys want us to talk about too. Like,
mm-hmm.
His Instagram is always open. Leave comments, you know.
Actually, my Instagram is private.
Well,
but
we'll make an Instagram for this podcast specifically.
I should do that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you also, you can send me a message on Snapchat. My Snapchat is public. It's JRAM101112.
That goes back to our conversation in the beginning. If yeah, you if know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. Actually, nobody knows. I never got
well,
to that.
Well, if you know, you know.
You don't know. So, you can send me a message on there. I will probably make Instagram for the podcast once it gets a little bit more traction. Yeah, so...
Yeah, again. Just let us know what we'd like to talk about. Yeah. Whatever it is. Could be music, could be random mm-hmm. things, could be... So, I know he talked about anime at one point, like, I with Megan.
Anime?
You talked about a little
talked about
anime.
Fucking hentai.
But...
It's different, it's porn.
I mean, still.
Yeah, so you can send questions. What is my Instagram? Because you could still send me a message on Instagram, you just can't see any of my shit. What is my Instagram? It's JRod1499. You can send me a message on there.
And he posts normally like most podcast things on his regular Instagram now, but I told him to switch it to.
So yeah, if I have a podcast account, I'll post updates on there. Podcast should be coming out every Friday.
Share this with your friends
at about 3 a.m. Eastern time. This one is a little delayed because the two guests that I could have had before got messed up in the scheduling, and Jeremy came here on such short notice.
That's crazy that was last option, but you know.
Yeah. So, thank you, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.